Mr. Chair, if I can just build on that point, I think it's a very pragmatic way forward in terms of merging those two aspects of 4.1 and 4.2 and separating them out. I think we'll then need to make some further changes to 4.2 when we get to that discussion. But on a separate point, the last sentence of 4.1, the OVIS identifier shall be obtained either from the registrar or a company or agency authorized by the registrar. I question whether we actually need that sentence at all, because I imagine once we've said that the applicant shall apply for the allocation of the register of the identifier by the registrar, whoever or whomever the registrar chooses to be the entity that gives the identifier is not necessarily, my personal view, is not necessarily relevant for the rules themselves. Obviously, if the registrar has the role, then the registrar, if they have a contract or with a company or an agency and authorizes them to do so, then so be it. You know, I don't think it's necessarily relevant, but maybe there was a specific reason why this was necessary, Mr. Rosen, I think. Over to you.
Yes, there was.